This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A former Clear Creek County sergeant is asking a judge to dismiss the criminal case against him for the death of Christian Glass. Kyle Gould says he was not on scene the night Glass died and was giving advice remotely. Glass's father, Simon, says the officers are ducking responsibility.
We saw today that trying to get a duck responsibility for it and say, no, it wasn't me, I wasn't involved from both of them, which is hard for us to take because that's what we've seen the whole time.
Lawyers for the deputy who shot and killed Glass say they too will ask for charges to be dismissed, but they haven't filed anything yet. The I-70 westbound lanes are closed to the Eisenhower Tunnel near mile marker 216 and another crash near mile marker 94, and Garfield Regional Airport has also shut down I-70 westbound. And a third crash, a semi-truck in Glenwood Canyon, has shut down I-70 in both directions. CPR Western Soap reporter Stina Sieg says that closure is expected to last through late tonight.
I-70 is shut down between exit 133 in Dotsero and exit 116 in Glenwood Springs. Motorists can still access Glenwood and Highway 82 leading to Aspen. Photos from the Colorado Department of Transportation show the semi-truck's cab dangling over a guardrail between the westbound and eastbound lanes. Alternate routes take drivers on U.S. 40 in the north and U.S. 50 in the south, but those could add several hours of traffic.